We'll get to the day in the NBA playoffs coming up here in 15 minutes. But first, we like to check in with this guy from time to time for his unusual and sometimes hard-hitting commentaries. He's the love grandchild of Andy Rooney and John Stossel. We say good morning once again to Stossel Rooney.
You ever wonder about all the stuff? Sometimes I wonder about all this stuff, and I'm just a guy who doesn't have that much stuff. What is stuff, anyway? Does anything qualify as stuff? Is stuff just anything made of matter? Well, what about antimatter? If you and I are hired to speak at a symposium on antimatter, and I ask, what stuff are we going to talk about, do you just say, nothing? But then, can we really have a symposium about nothing without saying some stuff?
What is he saying?
I don't know. Sure. What I'm trying to say is, sports is just becoming the last refuge of complainers. John Rahm was pulled from the Memorial for flunking a COVID test. Hmm. But did he really flunk if he had a positive test? Shouldn't flunking be a negative thing? What is golf, anyway? I've never understood why getting some small ball in a bigger hole is something you'd want to do with other men rather than just one woman. You ever notice how women smell different during their time of the month?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I haven't, because I'm not even sure what month we're in. You ever wonder why the word wander is so close to the word wonder? I never have, except right now. And to be honest, I'm not even that curious as to what my thought is on it. So I'm not entirely sure that you'd be interested in my thoughts either.
Gosh.
Where is Puerto Rico, anyway? I guess what I'm trying to say is that the college playoffs should be changed. Shouldn't it be the college play on? I mean, we all want to see our favorite team play on, not play off.
We're back to sports again.
I guess it's too late to change the name of the college playoffs to the college play-ons.
No, you probably got time to do that before.
Never notice how you never have enough time to do all the things you want to do, but you also feel like you waste most of your time? Well, what is time, anyway? Oh, is it a mathematical construct? Is it potted meat stuffed into the back of a Volkswagen?
No.
If we had more time, would we waste less of it? And how did OJ almost decapitate two in such a short amount of time?
Oh, my God.
Whoa, what a jump that
was. Guess what I'm trying to say? It's time to bring back Nolan Ryan.
That's what you're trying to say?
I'm Stossel Rooney.
That's 2 days in a row that we've had somebody asking to bring back Nolan Ryan on the show.
One of these days, maybe we'll bring back Nolan.
Worthless commentary.
Boy, when it got to that point, my parents were so locked into Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes.
They actually liked all that crap.
Oh, they loved Andy Rooney.
Guilty.
Yeah, I kind of liked
it. I loved Andy Rooney.
Yeah.
He was a guest on our show for about 15 seconds.
Where was that? Was that
told us to
Super
leave.
Bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl, and I went up to him with a wireless microphone, and he told me to get bent, basically.
Wasn't he in a golf cart?
No, he was walking.
Oh, okay.
His little hunched over, homunculus Andy Rooney self.
To talk to you.
Flapping his eyebrows. That's how he was propelling himself.
Yeah. That's how I know when it's time to get a haircut. My
now
eyebrows
have over
start
500 books of the English language here.
My eyebrows start looking like Andy Rooney's, and then it's time to go in.
He was on television. No one mentioned to him
that
the eyebrows were out of control.
That's a thing, I think, for the older dude. Larry Hagman was another one who got really out of control up there.
Yeah, he got owl eyebrows. And so did Pierre Salinger. Remember that dude?
Oh, yeah.
He used to be on TV, too. Yeah. Out of control eyebrows.
Yeah. I think there's dudes over 70 who just look at it and go, yeah, I'm just going to go with it.
But it was like Larry Hagman, though. He emphasized his eyebrows. He used to, like, comb them out to make them look larger than they were.
Look, he was in disguise.
Yes, he had
those eyebrows.
Huge eye awnings of eyebrows.
All right. Well, thanks for Stossel Rooney. So love that drop. This has been ghostified. All right, it's 8:43 on the ticket.